Hello, I am Jenna.
And I am Olivia. I have many wonderings about one of the power sources in Canada and many things I would like to share with you. Jenna, from my knowledge of this energy source, first I would like to start off with, what is solar energy?
Have you ever thought about some of the sources of energy we use? Solar energy is one of them. Solar energy is obtained with solar panels. The solar panels convert the sun's rays into electricity, and then it excites the electrons in other cells by using the photons from the sun. Have you ever wondered where we can find solar energy? Solar energy is found all around the world. Italy, France, UK, Greece, and many places in Europe are places you might find this.
Have you ever wondered how solar energy works? Solar panels work by absorbing sunlight. Jenna, do you know if solar energy is renewable or non-renewable?
Yes, solar energy is a renewable free source of energy that is very sustainable. I would also like to talk to you a little bit about the advantages of using this energy source. Solar energy is a non-polluting source of energy, and it does not produce any greenhouse gases when it is creating electricity for us to use. Solar energy can also bring jobs to lots of people, as well as you can save up to thousands of dollars by using this source. I was wondering if you know if solar energy will help reduce global warming.
Yes, solar energy will help reduce global warming. It reduces water pollution, air pollution, and it reduces hazardous waste. I was wondering, are you aware of any health and safety concerns with this energy source?
Yes, there are some health and safety concerns associated with solar energy, but most of them are during the beginning of the process. Workers who are working in the solar energy industry are exposed to a few different hazards that can be serious. They have blast hazards, flash burn hazards, and others like these that take place in the beginning process of this energy source. Overall, there isn't too many health or safety concerns with using this energy source, besides in the making of it. Are you aware of any environmental concerns that are associated with solar energy?
I know a few environmental concerns with solar energy. Using this source of energy can cause habitat loss. It takes up land, so less room for farmers to plant crops, and it uses water. Other than that, there are not too many environmental concerns with solar energy.
Now let me tell you a little bit about what is going on in Canada with solar energy. In Edmonton, there's a bit of worrying going on about solar energy for the near future. The First Nations and Indigenous communities all across Canada are using solar energy. They're using this energy because it's creating jobs for others and it is beneficial for the environment and saves them lots of money. The Indigenous people, also known as the Makwasis, who live in Alberta, are worried about the UCP taking over Alberta's government and dismantling the solar energy investment. The UCP leader wants to dismantle the climate leadership plan. This would ruin all of the plans the Indigenous have to build a solar energy farm this fall. This farm would be capable of generating a megawatt of power. If the UCP becomes the next Alberta government, then this project may not happen. I think that solar energy is a great source of energy to be used in Canada. Using solar energy not only is saving the Indigenous across Canada thousands of dollars, but solar energy is also not toxic to the environment. Solar energy benefits the environment and creates clean energy. Using this helps reduce greenhouse gases and reduces the amount of fossil fuels being put into our air and environment. Overall, this source of energy is much healthier for our world, and the Indigenous should be able to continue using it. They should be able to go forward with their project this fall. Olivia, what is your opinion on this?
I think they should continue using solar energy because it gives them jobs on the reserve and keeps them out of trouble. It is arguably the healthiest power source for our environment.
Yes, I agree. Now, to wrap up this podcast, I would like to thank everyone for listening.